here with what it says in Monday's papers is Ronan Kelly.
Some of the front pages and many of the inside pages of the papers have pictures of Ioana Mihaela, who was found dead in her apartment in Ratoath on Saturday night. The photos of her smiling while out walking and with friends are side by side with pictures of her body being wheeled out of the apartment draped in a purple quilted covering. The front page of the Irish Independent reports that there's to be a ban on the sale of vaping products to under 18s. The Irish Examiner front page has the story that there's to be a €50,000 grant to refurbish vacant properties across the country. Inside the Examiner is the news that e-scooter traffic incidents have tripled in the past 2 years. E-scooter users the paper spoke to in Cork were shocked to learn that e-scooters are currently illegal to operate on roads or footpaths. The front page of the Irish Daily Star has a photo of a Donegal teenager who saved his younger brother's life by pulling him from a burning bed. The boy's mother said her son's mattress seems to have caught fire from an overheating phone charger. She told the Star that it wasn't a cheap charger and it was plugged directly into the wall, and yet it's still overheated. There are two Christmas animal stories in the Mail this morning. On the front page, they have the headline, "Christmas Dinner at Risk After Avian Flu Outbreak." And inside, an update on the Mansion House crib story. Leinster House has said no to the crib being hosted in the grounds there, as one TD says there's no room at the Oireachtas Inn for the Christmas crib. Another story still running from last week is that of the Garda spotted on the Lewis during the Dublin City Marathon. According to the Irish Daily Mirror, the Garda says he didn't intend to finish the marathon at all and was only taking the Lewis to pick up his gear. With COP27 continuing, a climate scientist quoted in the Irish Daily Star says that Ireland is going to be as warm as the south of France. John Sweeney says that winter is now 2 weeks longer than it was, shorter than it was 20 years ago, and that the country will soon become a so-called lifeboat economy, will be a destination for climate migrants. Several of the papers have that news you heard from Darren early on. And what the Irish Sun calls the bombshell interview with footballer Cristiano Ronaldo, in which he says he feels betrayed by Manchester United. Inside the Sun, he's quoted as saying that he's been blamed for everything that's gone wrong at the club. He says he was also hurt that the club didn't empathise with him when he missed training because his three-month-old daughter was in hospital. Joe O'Shea is writing about the British royal family in the Irish Daily Mirror, and he's no fan. He's been watching The Crown on Netflix and he says, "Take away the pomp and the royal family are just a bunch of weirdos." He says the programme is a bit like Bridgerton, but with more unbelievable characters.